First of all, Mr. Secretary, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity on behalf of all the people that I'm representing here, NIAA, the farm media in this in the country. All right, first of all, we're here, of course, at the Animal ID Expo and talking about NACE, the National Animal Identification System. Confidentiality, you address the issue head on. What's your message for producers who are concerned about their privacy regarding this kind of information?
The message is really twofold. Number one is I understand the producer's desire to maintain confidentiality in this area, obviously. You know, I grew up on a farm, and there was nothing more private to my father than how many cows he was milking at a given time or how many sows he farrowed last week. I mean, that just he would never have thought of sharing that information with anyone. I mean, and as little ones, we were instructed, you don't share that information. You don't talk about how many acres we're farming and this and that. So I really understand where they're coming from. But the second piece of it, because I understand that, this system is going to be designed to protect that confidentiality. This is not a situation where I design a system on the margins. This is a system that will be built upon the notion that it will be built to protect the confidentiality of the information. So I did address the issue head on. I hope I put some concerns at ease today.
There, it seems like there's always going to be a group of people that are going to be against this. How do you think that can be addressed?
Well, it will be addressed. At the end of my comments today, I said to people, you know, here's my really candid assessment. I believe in dealing with people straight. We are already getting signals out of the marketplace that traceability is something that the marketplace wants to see happen. That could be a trading partner. Japan has brought this issue up. Now, I don't suggest we rebuild our host system because of one trading partner, but I don't want to minimize that either because Japan was our largest beef purchaser prior to December of 2003, and we want that market back. The other thing is we are hearing large retail purchasers of meat products saying we want to see the industry move toward traceability. And then, heaven forbid, as I indicated in my closing comments, no one wishes for this, but what if you had a situation where you had an infectious disease outbreak where literally the disease we're dealing with could be spread from one animal to another? It's infectious. Well, the problem with that is that you need to be able to deal with that fact very, very quickly. You need to know where that animal was born. You need to know where that animal was moved, what animals it's come in contact with over that period of time. You need to know, was that animal in a sale barn last week before it got to my feedlot? And all of those things lead me to the conclusion that the day is going to arrive where producers are going to say, this makes sense. It's also possible, and, you know, my crystal ball is no better than anybody else's, but it's very possible that the industry will say, hey, there's a financial premium here, that we want traceability so badly we're willing to pay something extra to get it. And again, I think producers are pretty practical people. They will look at the financial ins and outs of any decision and then make an assessment as to whether they want to head in that direction. Under all these circumstances, I want to make sure that the platform is available for people to access animal identification at the time that they choose to access it.
With a voluntary program and this deadline that you've come up with of 2009, what would you consider success? If you think it's actually feasible, you can get 100% people participating with a voluntary program?
It's definitely feasible. We have put benchmarks out there, but under a voluntary program, they are just that. They are not mandatory directives. But we have described what we would like to see over the next couple of years, and we're going to be looking at the progress that is made. I guess it's like anything else. Some states they're making great progress. You know, they're registering premises and they're getting the job done. Others, not so good. You know, they're behind, and that is the nature of it. If you set a national goal, you're going to have some states who embrace the goal enthusiastically and get on board, and my goodness, you look back, and all of a sudden they're about done. And then you have other states that, for whatever reason, it just isn't coming together. So our responsibility is to try to figure out which states are not moving along as quickly and do everything we can to reach out and help them. Then the other thing I have to tell you, again, I do believe that on the last day, a lot of this will be driven by the marketplace. Again, it might be a disease outbreak, it might be a retailer, it might be a foreign customer, it could be a dozen different things that drive this, but you're going to end up with, I think, producers saying animal ID makes a lot of sense for my operation, where do I sign up? I want to be able to tell them, here are the places where you can sign up. It would be terribly unfortunate if under those circumstances my answer was, I'm sorry, we haven't gotten anything done in that area, and so there's no place to sign up.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. I appreciate it.